This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, what should we spend our money on when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. We are talking about how and what to spend our wealth on when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, you know, when people start to go to work or sometimes we get some money for doing our chores, right? But in general, eventually we get a degree, we go to a job and we get some work. Via work, we have income, and of course, this income needs to be halal and permissible, and it must not at all costs be income that is haram and prohibited. But what do we do with that wealth that we have acquired? Now, in some situations and conditions, we find that Islam does give a lot of specific detail on certain things, but on certain other things, Islam gives us a framework. And then a person has the flexibility to move about within that framework. So, for example, one of those things is to what to spend our wealth on. Now, Islam doesn't necessarily tell us you need to buy this and you don't need to buy that and you should buy this and you shouldn't buy that, in the sense where it specifically tells you buy a blue shirt. Or, you know, buy a shirt that costs this much, right? It doesn't get down to this itty-gritty, because how can you get down to the itty-gritty, you know, of 8 billion Muslims when the whole world becomes Muslim, inshallah, right? How do you control 8 billion Muslims and tell them what to do? But it has general frameworks, you know, for example, extravagance or, poverty or wealth, or certain rules and regulations, which help us to make our decision-making process easier. We continue after the break. Welcome back, dear friends. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about what to spend our wealth on, right? Eventually we get a job, we earn some income. So what do we spend our wealth on? Well, first and foremost, in this framework that Islam has taught us, it is that we need to spend our wealth on something that is halal. It is permissible. This is one of those rules and regulations within that framework, right? After that, we find that the main and fundamental principle, perhaps even before something being halal or haram, is to spend our wealth on something that leads to the obedience to the Almighty Allah. And that is what primarily and most fundamentally we should be doing with our wealth in our Islamic lifestyle. So, for example, if helping the poor is in that specific situation going to lead us towards the obedience of the Almighty Allah, then that's what we should spend our wealth on. If buying a shirt in order for us to be able to look presentable and look, and raise the name and the glory of Islam, because people will say, look, Muslims are so clean, they're so nice, they're so, you know, good, well-behaved, etc., whatever the situation might be. But in that situation, if those things lead to the obedience to the Almighty Allah, then we spend our wealth on that. You know, if we are not able to reach the masjid on time because we're having to take 6 different buses to get there, you know, but if we buy a car, we'll be able to go to the center, Islamic center, more conveniently, more quickly, more regularly. Well, this is leading to the obedience to the Almighty Allah. And so first and foremost, that is what we should spend our wealth on. Spend our wealth on something that helps us to obey the Almighty Allah. And of course, anything that helps us to obey the Almighty Allah is going to be halal. And in this manner, we can kind of start to figure out slowly but surely what and how to spend our wealth in our Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.